Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is 5:31 and it is December 12th. 12-12. So today at 12:12. PM, you got to manifest something.
Ooh,
it's a 12-12 portal, guys.
That's right.
Yeah, so make sure you, what is it that you want going into this new year? Think about it. Set an alarm for 12-11, so when 12-12 hits, boom, manifestation.
Oh my gosh, okay, I got, what, 7 hours to think about what I want to manifest?
Yes, I mean, the list could be long, the list could be short. You could just manifest happiness going into the new year, because I know this has been a rough one for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was messaging a friend of mine last night, just, you know, checking in and stuff. And, you know, we hadn't talked for a little while. And I'm like, how are you doing? She just wrote flat out, not good. And I was like, oh, it's been a rough year for her. And I just think a lot of people are kind of going through it. And this time of year can bring out so many different emotions, like a lot of happiness, but just a lot of stress. And it can be hard, you know?
Oh, yeah. I felt that way yesterday. And I just want to preface, like, I've been doing so well. I was so positive. And then yesterday, something just broke me.
We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Other than that, are you doing okay this morning?
This morning was good. So one thing I did want to bring up was yesterday, James always brings out, he's the last person to take Momo out before the night ends. So he goes out and he said that he saw 3 really large stray dogs in our apartment complex. I'm like, really? Like, what did they look like? He goes, like, it was from afar. You know, first one came and then a second one came right after. And then a third one just came dashing by. Well, all within like 30 seconds to a minute. And Momo and him were just minding their own business. And so I went to go look on our camera because he said that one of them ran in front of our apartment. Those stray dogs were coyotes.
Oh, gosh. Like the skinny legs.
Yes.
And oh, my goodness. And you live in a pretty, like, busy residential place. It's not like you guys are right next to the mountains or anything.
That's why I was so surprised.
That's
because
weird.
Yeah, we live in like a very busy intersection. It's not on a busy street, and it's a gated area too. So I'm like, how the heck did coyotes get in here? And I'm here like, you gotta warn the apartment complex. You gotta let them know, the neighbors know. He goes, everyone already knows. It's already on the neighborhood wall. I don't have the access to the wall. He goes, oh, okay, good, good, good. I don't want any little doggies to get, you know, caught by coyotes.
They get really, really brave. And yeah, I don't know if they're just really hungry or what it is that is letting them come all the way down here without, you know, worrying about people. I see them a lot in my part of town, but we're right, you know, near Red Rock. And so I think it's kind of normal for them to come down. But for where you're at, that's really interesting.
Yeah, I was very shocked. And then on the news, I've been seeing a lot of coyote sightings, like in the Anthem area as well. I'm like, what? So be careful out there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So they're not dogs.
No,
okay?
They're not strays. How are you?
I am good. I had a pretty good day yesterday. Got a mani-pedi this week.
Ooh,
does this
nice.
Ever happen to you where I try to space out like my beauty appointments? Hair, I do lashes, I do mani-pedi. I don't know what the secret sauce was this week, but they all landed on the exact same week. So it's literally like Monday hair, Tuesday facial, Wednesday lashes, Thursday mani-pedi. And I'm like, this is too much. I don't like having them. It's like, it's a full-time job trying to look somewhat presentable. And I was just like, how did they all fall in the same week? This never happens to me.
You know, I was talking to our hairstylist, and she was like, the holidays are so crazy. So everyone is trying to get it in before the holidays, and like company parties too. So she's like, it has been so stacked. My everything's just kind of been back to back to back to back. So I think that's might have what happened in your schedule. Like, everyone's trying to get in before all the holiday breaks and vacations.
Yeah, maybe. I just was like, my gosh, usually I'm pretty good at spacing things out, and I did not look at my calendar. I just put things in where they fit, and I was like, okay. So yeah, I have I have the day off from beauty today. I have some other things I gotta take care of, but I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go. So the holidays, bring them on. I'm ready.
Yes.
Got my hair done, my nails did, and so we're
all
set
to
go. Yeah. Well, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. We cannot wait to get you a pair of tickets to see Diana Ross, a music icon. That's coming up just after 6 o'clock for you early morning listeners. We're going to play an early round of Heads Up, and you can win tickets to see her return to the Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas with Heads Up. Also, tickets to see Leona Lewis this morning. That's happening at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. A lot going on, so let's do this. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. The holidays are a lot, let's admit it. You know, and then pile on top of that, you have work deadlines, and maybe you have vacation planning, and just everything keeps getting tossed your way. And at some point, your system is going to overload, and you are going to break down. And Steph, it sounds like you might have had a moment.
Yeah, I definitely did. I felt like I was a cookie ready to crumble.
Aww.
But hey, I've been a very optimistic at the end of the year. You know, let's end strong after this really challenging year. I've been in really good holiday spirits lately. But I know that I've just been kind of just shoving everything down and just like, everything's going to be okay, even though deep down, I'm not. I'm overwhelmed by this international trip that I have coming up. I still have so much to do before that trip. Just everything with the holidays and trying to get gifts for everyone before I leave and give them to people before I go on my trip. And this is the moment. And it was such a tiny moment that was so silly that I was like, I can't believe I cracked and cried and bawled over this one moment yesterday. So I'm getting all my gifts ready, and I have my wrapping paper ready, and my scissors, and my tape, and I'm ready to wrap all these gifts. And I feel like Santa, like I'm feeling like all nice and warm. But there was this one gift that would not give. The wrapping paper would either be too long, where it's like going over the box. You know what I'm talking about when you put too much wrapping paper on a box?
Yeah.
It was just looking bulky. And I'm like, oh, gotta start over. So then I'm like, okay, cool, let's go a little shorter. So then I go shorter on the wrapping paper, and it's too small where the box is showing. And after that second time, I was just like, I've had it. That's it. I start crying. I'm just bawling. And it's not even the gift that's getting me this worked up. It's just everything bottled up from the holidays and overwhelmness from, you know, work and stuff. It's just, I couldn't do it anymore. So I went to the store. I got a gift bag, and that gift went in a bag. And I said, screw this wrapping paper.
Well, what part of you is feeling like the heaviest right now? Is it work? Is it the travel? Is it your family? Is it other stuff? Like, what is it that's the heaviest for you right now?
The heaviest right now is trying to get everything for work deadlines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that was like, oh my gosh, things are being added on to my to-do list before we have to leave. So I'm like, oh, that part is probably the heaviest.
That's hard. I know. Like, I was, you know, I was part of that yesterday, and there was like, everyone's like, we got to do this, and this. And I was like, wait, where did this come from? Mm-hmm. You know, I know we're going to be here next week, but my gosh, like, there's only a certain amount of hours in the day to get all this stuff done. So I are you sleeping, or are you just powering through on fumes here?
I am actually, I'm doing a little bit of both. I'm trying to balance myself where I am trying to take naps and, you know, the stress hopefully will go away afterwards. But it's like right where I pick up after I take a nap. It's like, oh my gosh, okay, got to do this, got to do that. And I think you saw me break a little bit yesterday after the show.
Yeah, but it's normal. You know, you're not falling apart. I just think that you're overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference. Your body, it hit it just hit a wall, kind of, and that is how it told you to stop.
Yeah.
I think the tears is how your body tells you to stop. So my advice, not that you asked for it.
No, I'll take any advice.
Lower the bar. Mm-hmm. Like, perfect holidays, perfect work stuff, perfection. It's all fake. No one is grading you. You're not getting a grade for this. If something isn't urgent, just let it go. Just let it slide. You know what? This always feels powerful to me. Someone gave me this advice. Pick one thing today and say no to it.
Ooh.
You don't have to do everything.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel like, okay, I've got the power here. And also, like you had mentioned, if gift wrap has the power to emotionally destroy you, that gift bag is the best thing that you can do for yourself, you know?
The only thing that was great about yesterday is when the scissors were hitting and it goes,
oh, the slide.
Yes. That was great.
I need to sharpen my scissors because I'm getting that and it's the worst sound ever.
Yeah.
It's Mixed 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It is December 12th. It is 6:02. Thank you guys for being here. We made it to the weekend.
Yes.
We're almost there. I have a quick question. Do you guys ever do this where you have those random shower thoughts? And if you don't know what a shower thought is, it's basically where you just think something completely random and it just comes to you from out of nowhere. And you think, like, am I the only person who's ever thought of this in the history of the world? Like, I had such a random shower thought yesterday, but I think it's really good.
Okay.
And I really want you guys to think about this, okay?
Huh.
As you're getting up this morning. So my daughter comes home from school. She's telling me about how she had a class, her AP history class. And they had a test today and she did really well on it. And I was like, that's awesome. And I was thinking about it. My daughter's history class is harder than the history class I took.
Why?
Not because the teachers changed, not because school got tougher, because she has to study more history than I do.
Oh my gosh. Mind blown.
Seriously.
You are so right.
The world kept happening, right? So you know, there's more wars, there's more presidents, there's more events. Like think about how unfair that feels. I memorized fewer chapters because I was born earlier. She gets punished for being younger.
Oh my God.
It just feels wrong. Like, I pictured her staring at her textbook like, cool. Thanks for, like, inventing new decades before I got here. Like, my stuff was like a couple of world wars, Vietnam, Cold War. Like, your history class was harder than my history class.
Really? You think that?
Because you had more history to cover. Ugh. Like, she had to deal with 9/11. She's got, like, social media history.
Are they talking about the pandemic in 2020?
I don't think so. But I know they, like, talk about 9/11 and the Gulf War and, you know, stuff. Like, whole decades. I didn't have to memorize that kind of stuff. I lived through it, but I didn't have to get tested on it. So, I don't know. I just feel like, wow, school never adjusted for time. You just have more to learn in your history class.
Oh my gosh, now I feel bad for my kids, because then my kids are gonna have to learn more than Brooklyn when she was in history.
More. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that not the weirdest, like, most, like, sensible shower thought you've ever heard? Does anyone ever have any of those? 702-364-9400. I thought, man, I just thought of, like, the most interesting thing ever. I was so proud of that last night when I thought about it.
When I think of shower thoughts, it's really so random and just like, what? How do I even wrap my brain around stuff like this?
Is it like the, why do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway kind of thing?
Yes, but more like, how does gravity work? For me, I'm like, wait, so if gravity never existed, we would just be floating around.
Yeah.
How would we be able to get from place to place if we're not able to actually walk or be in a car or in a plane? Like, I think about that stuff like, how is this plane even flying right now? How are we thousands of feet above elevation? How is a plane able to land? Like, I think about this stuff so much that I'm like overthinking it.
There's a lot of, like, things that mystify me, like, completely. And yeah, like the plane thing, it's like, this plane weighs so much. How is it able to get up with people and suitcases on it up in the air and fly from one city to a completely different city?
And then how am I able to go to the bathroom and where does it go?
Oh my gosh, that is something I don't want to think about. Yeah. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I think about how our pets think that we leave forever when we leave the house. Oh, that's the saddest thing I've ever thought of.
That is so true.
They probably do. They're like, that's it. Is that it for you? And then when you come back, that's why they're so excited. Like, you didn't leave forever. You came back to me.
That's why I wanted to see a pet psychic, because I wanted to know what Momo was thinking.
Oh my gosh. This one is so real. I have thought of this before. This says, I wonder why shampoo bottles never last the same amount of time as conditioner bottles. I always end up with one more than the other. That's true. Like, yes. I'll run out of shampoo and I'll have a ton of conditioner, or vice versa.
Oh, I'll always be like, who's been using my shampoo? And I always forget, oh yeah, I have a husband. He uses my shampoo.
But not the conditioner.
He never uses the conditioner. So there's two people using a shampoo. And then I'm the only one using the conditioner. And then when we're out of shampoo, he starts using my conditioner. I'm like, you don't need this, dude.
That is funny. Oh, this one says, my shower thought is realizing that the word Q just needs one letter. The other four do nothing for the word.
Oh, like, yeah.
Q-U-E-U-E.
Oh, that is the most confusing word in the English language.
Like, why don't we just use the letter Q it a day?
And what's the difference between Q-U-E-U and C-U-E? Q.
A cue, that's like a with the C is like an audio cue or a visual cue.
Uh-huh.
The cue with the cue is like a line.
Oh.
So they're two different things.
God, English is the most confusing language on this earth.
Oh my gosh. Now that we have you thoroughly confused for your day, welcome. Thank you guys. We have so much coming up this morning. 7 o'clock. Beat Mercedes. You guys, we're up to a $500 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. We want to give this thing away. It is gorgeous, and your chance to play Beat Mercedes at 7. In just like a couple of minutes, we are going to get you a pair of tickets to see an icon, Diana Ross, with Heads Up. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Oh, this is going to be good. There's a huge pop star biopic rumor floating around, and the artist everyone keeps mentioning wants no part of it. What did she say? say? And why does she think she's not the right fit? That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Tate McRae is trending this morning. This question keeps following Tate McRae around. Would she ever play Britney Spears in a movie? In Rolling Stone magazine, she did an interview and she shut it down.
No!
Quickly. Tate said she needs acting lessons before even thinking about a role like that. She's like, I don't even know how to act. Are you kidding me? Then she said, I look nothing like her. Or sound nothing like her. The takeaway is, you know, just because you respect an artist, which she does, she wore one of her iconic dresses on the red carpet. She has talked about her love for Britney before, but she says respect does not automatically mean that you can just step into someone else's story, which I respect that she recognizes that, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think it really depends on what the biopic is, more of dancing or more of acting, because Tate's right. Like, if this is going to be more of an acting role and it's more like 80% acting and 20% dancing, then why would she be in that role when her majority of her her talents go with the dancing?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. We don't want to watch a movie of just her dancing like that. We're okay with that. Now there's this lip syncing drama when it comes to Tate McRae. Have you heard about this whole drama going on?
Kind of.
There's this viral clip that is going around and it shows her singing in a microphone that's upside down and during a show, and the internet ran with it. They're like, the microphone's upside down, girl. Like, you're obviously not singing. You must be lip syncing. So she clapped back. She had a good sense of humor about it. She posted a video of herself singing Purple Lace Bra and she wrote, because apparently I don't sing in my shows. She said the clips online, they get chopped, they get twisted all the time. So what else do you do except laugh about it? There's really nothing you can do.
So the internet is going after her because a microphone is upside down, meaning it's not on and it's not working? Is that the conclusion?
Why does she sound so clear and so good when the microphone is not even, you know, up to her mouth.
So,
you know,
like, let's say, okay, the microphone's upside down right now. You can still
hear
me,
but
right?
It's still in front of your mouth. Like, pull that down.
Uh-huh, like this?
Yeah.
And then sing?
Yeah, you sound really far away. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't sound the same. So,
okay.
That's what they're saying. She says she sings her entire show unless she is walking or if she's doing a dance break, then she's not singing. So that's, you know, that sounds like normal concert behavior to
me,
right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I watched Lisa from Blackpink and I'm like, I love her, but I know that girl is lip syncing.
There's some times where like it's like impossible.
Yes.
How can you be jumping around doing cartwheels and all this stuff and be not even take a breath like that, you know?
I do not fault people sometimes for lip syncing because I do not how they do all of that.
And that is what's trending. It's Mercedes in the morning. I don't know if anyone else agrees with me on this or if I sound completely unhinged when I say this, okay? Does anyone dislike Secret Santa as much as I do?
I kind of like Secret Santa. Oh, you don't like it?
I don't. I must sound like the biggest Grinch. Is anyone with me on this? 702-364-9400. Every single year without fail, this thing pops up at work and I feel like my body goes into fight or flight when I see that email. Who wants to participate in Secret Santa? And look, I'm not trying to rain on anyone's parade. I'm just being honest here. Here's my issue. I do take gift giving very seriously.
You do.
Mm-hmm. I do. And so if the limit is $25, I'm going to hit $25, okay? Or sometimes I'll go over. Maybe I'll hit $27. Maybe I'll hit $30, you know? But I want you to open it and I want you to think, wow, this person cared. This person took an interest in me, wanted to get me something that I would enjoy. And then on the other side, I'm over here opening something that I feel like it was something that they just grabbed out the door on the way to work, you know, mm-hmm. or pulled from the bottom of a junk drawer. It never matches up. Someone always ruins the experience. So when they asked this year if, you know, we want to participate, I ran into one of our coworkers in the hall. And she's like, are you going to do Secret Santa? And I was like, no.
Don't, You're so quick to say no.
What? No.
Not let me think about it.
I didn't even explain. I go, no. And she just looked at me, and I think I offended her, but I do not care. I refuse to do this again because my track record is absolutely horrible. Either the gift is bad, or sometimes there's no gift at all. Both have happened to me. 1 year I got a Starbucks gift card. And there was $2.47 on it.
You're kidding me.
And you could see the wear and tear on the card. Mm-mm. So someone had already used it. Another year, I got this little bath set that was clearly regifted because the cellophane on it had a hole in it. And there was a blank spot. There was something was missing from it. Like they took it out before they gave it to me.
Cheapos.
Who is with me on this? Do you love the Secret Santa? Do you hate the Secret Santa? 702-364-9400. So yeah, it's an immediate no for me when the Secret Santa conversation comes up.
I love Secret Santa, and I think it's because I really try to go above and beyond like you. And I feel like I've done so well in this with when I get someone and I want to try and figure them out and get them something nice. But I will say, there was 1 year I did a Secret Santa with my dance team, and I failed miserably.
What'd you do?
So I got one of my friends, and his name is TQ. And TQ was a workout guy. He loved fitness. He was really into that stuff. So I decided, brilliant me, to get him. Do you remember those shake weights? They look like dumbbells, and then you just put them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, he'll love this. This was like hype of shake weights, okay?
If you think a shake weight is going to be the gift that makes him excited, oh, Steph.
So, and it was a last minute thing, too. I was like, sorry, TQ, this is what I got to bring you. So I will never forget. We're all exchanging our Secret Santa gifts. He goes, oh, Steph, you got me. He goes to open the gift. He goes, oh, a shake weight, add to my collection. And that wasn't all. Not only was this just a shake weight, this was a woman's shake weight.
Oh my gosh, you didn't even take the time.
Oh my God, I was a horrible gift giver at that time. So I felt so bad for TQ, but he was left with a woman's shake weight.
Yeah, what do you guys think? We're getting a bunch of texts. This one says, I don't mind Secret Santa. I don't like white elephant. What's the difference?
Oh, the white elephant is that everyone has a gift. No, it's not like a gift is for a certain someone. All of the, let's say.
Oh, you pick one.
Yeah, and everyone gets a number. You could steal and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a big bad no on that.
No white elephant for you either?
No, I don't like any of these things where it's a mystery on who gives you the gift. Because then that one person who doesn't care always slides in there, you know? This text says, I gave a very thoughtful $25 gift and I got a $3 bag of Rolos.
Ooh.
Yeah, that person always sneaks in. This one says, my coworker hinted he wanted See's candies. I got him Hershey's Pot of Gold. He was so mad. We had a $20 limit. See, some people don't appreciate, like me. It depends on how well I know my coworkers. 1 year it was great because I got a good friend. The next year, I didn't even know who I got. That was fun. This one says, hate Secret Santa, too much of an obligation. This says, a regift with something missing shows a thought. The thought was, this is good enough for you.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, when people say, oh, it's the thought that counts, you know? Right. Okay. A used gift card with $2 shows the thought of, I don't care.
If we did like a white elephant with a minimum of $50, do you think raising the minimum would be better?
No, I don't. To me, it's not even about the amount. It's about just the effort.
Mm.
People don't like to put in effort
That's
anymore.
True, because you could get like $5, $10 gift cards from Starbucks. Yeah. You're like, I don't really care about this.
Oh, this is great. This text says, I got a mug with my boss's name on it. Not my name. His name.
Oh, God.
This is why I can't stand Secret Santa.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
Christmas cards. They are turning into one of those things that people swear that you're going to do, and you swear right up until December hits, and then you're like, oh boy. There's a new poll that came out that asked people if you're mailing Christmas cards this year, and only 27% said yes.
Wow.
Are you doing it?
I've never. Oh, you know what? That's a lie. We did one year. It was the year we got married. It was a picture of me and James getting married, and we sent it out to some people saying happy holidays.
We used to do like full on photo shoots for our family for the Christmas card.
Like the JCPenney ones?
No. Like I don't want to say a real photographer. They're real. But like, you know, a photographer here in town, where they take us somewhere to like the mountains or whatever. And we do like, you know, something really cool. And then we just stopped one year. It happened in 2020, COVID. Mm. And we just stopped. And then we never started up again.
It's a lot of work to do, don't you think?
Yeah, 27% said yes, they do them. 12% said they usually do, but are skipping this year. And just 60% of people just say flat out no. Just a quick informal survey on our text line, 702-364-9400. Do you send out Christmas cards? I'm really curious as to what our listeners do, because I don't get as many Christmas cards as I used to. I used to get tons.
Did you?
Now I get like 10, maybe. You know, like this year, I think I've gotten 3. And I was just like, yeah, people are just not sending them out anymore.
Yeah, I think I've maybe had in the past 5 years, I can count on one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep an eye on the text line. I'll get back to you with our informal survey, 702-364-9400. Yes or no? Do you send out the Christmas cards anymore? Also this morning, this next one feels kind of personal. New research says you will lower your risk of depression by watching 2 fewer hours of television per day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, not switching shows, just turning the TV off. The biggest improvement happens when television time gets replaced with sports or physical activity. Makes sense, obviously. That cuts your depression risk by 43%. What if you put sports on the TV?
What if we're watching live sports?
What if I watch someone else do the sports? How does that work? Meanwhile, they say that just movement is tied to work, and school helps too. So leisure activities, they help you sleep sleep better. And so the takeaway just is pretty clear. Your brain wants motion more than it wants another episode. Going back to the first story, No. Usually, but not this year. No, no, yes, no, no,
that's
no.
Like all no's. Yes.
There's like two yeses, you guys. Not a lot of us are sending out Christmas cards anymore. That is so interesting.
It's pretty accurate to the survey that you said. Yeah,
absolutely. Finally, this morning, this story might be the emotional palate cleanser that all of us need this morning. McKinney, Texas. They set up something called the Grandma Stand. Okay, picture this small booth downtown where you stop and you sit and you talk to a grandma.
Oh my God, I love this.
It's grandma. So adorable. No judgment, no rush, just comfort and advice and connection. Three local grandmas are rotating shifts at this grandma booth, and they do everything. Grandma Nancy, she says her daughter volunteered her and she loves listening to people share everything from their heartbreak stories to their small joys. The idea started in New York back in 2012, and it was created by a guy in honor of his late grandma, who she lived to be 102. Every stand they have is decorated in her favorite color, which is purple. So people stop by because maybe you lost a grandma early, or maybe you never had one, or maybe you just miss that kind of warmth. And the city plans to bring the stand back in the spring. So it turns out you never outgrow the need for a grandma.
Can you pretend to be Grandma Nancy and I'm coming up to the booth to you?
I don't know how to be a grandma.
You have given, I can see you being a great grandma.
What do you need? What do you need help with?
So grandma, I've been really overwhelmed with the holidays and with all the work deadlines and trying to get gifts in. I can use some comfort words right now. Nancy, Grandma, can you give me some words of wisdom?
Well, my dear, let me tell you something, sweetheart. Sit with me for a minute, okay? You are carrying too much in your arms right now. No wonder you feel overwhelmed. You do not have to solve everything today. Pick something small. And do that. And when you finish, you be gentle with yourself, sweetheart. You be gentle. And remember this, you are allowed to ask for help. You are allowed to. You are better than you think. I'm proud of you.
Wait, why are you such a good grandma, Nancy, from the South?
I'm going to be a good grandma.
Yes, you are.
I just need to move to McKinney, Texas. Parking lots bring out something really dark in people. I have noticed that, especially during this time of the year. And I got into a fight yesterday, you guys.
A fight?
But this guy clearly thought I was in the wrong. And I was doing nothing but minding my own business. Who was in the wrong here? You have to tell me, because I was just so blown away. And for once in my life, I actually stood up for myself instead of just taking it. So I was very proud of myself.
So proud of you.
Okay, so here's the scenario. So Matt and I go to Costco yesterday. And, you know, we get the usual stuff, the rotisserie chicken, a couple, you know, some salmon, stuff like that. So we're there and we're almost done, but we're about to get in line. I see the lines. They're long. As usual, it's Costco. My phone starts ringing. I look, it's my mom. And so I'm like, hey, is everything okay? She's like, yeah, how are you? And I'm talking and I can't hear her. It's really loud in Costco. And so Matt's like, he just taps me, goes, here. He gives me the car keys. He goes, go sit down in the car and talk to your mom. I'll get this. So I was like, sweet. I don't have to wait in the line. That's awesome. So I go out to the car and, you know, get in, turn it on. The Bluetooth kicks in. I'm talking to my mom. I'm like, yeah, da, 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 da. We're talking. She's like, how's everything going? Blah, blah, blah. I hear a honk and I don't think anything of it. It's a Costco parking lot. I'm just like, whatever. Hear another one. A little more aggressive. And I look in my rearview mirror and I see a guy waiting for my spot with the blinker on.
Oh.
And so I'm like, I'm talking to my mom. My husband's not even here yet. I'm not going anywhere, dude. So I roll down the window. I didn't shoo him, but I put my hand. I was like, I'm not going.
Oh, like, keep going.
Yeah,
I'm staying here. I'm not moving yet. Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be rude. I was just like, I'm not going. Go about your business. Find another spot, right? Totally normal. And normal people would have just driven by and found another spot. Am I right?
I would think so.
Dude got out of his car.
Oh my God.
That's when it gets dangerous, when someone gets out of the car.
I freaked out. I rolled up my window and I'm like, and he comes up and starts yelling at me. He says, get off your damn phone.
Excuse you? He said that.
I was just sitting there. And then something kicked in. Normally, I would have been like, sir, you know, I'm explaining my thing. I'm like, I don't have to explain anything to him. I go, I'm on the phone. There's spots over there. Get some exercise.
You said that? That is so
funny. Where it came from.
That is so unlike you, Mercedes.
I think he thought I was like, I was insulting him. Like, get some exercise. And I wasn't. I was just like, walk. You know, move your body. Like, it's okay. So he goes, he has the nerve to say to me, you don't have to be mean about it, and walked away.
Was he a heavier set person?
I mean, I would say average to above average, but not okay. Like, you know, I would never insult someone's body. Like, that's not what I was trying to do. It's just like, get some exercise, find another spot that's further away, don't wait for this one. So he goes, you don't have to be mean. And then I'm like, really? You're the one who literally just got out of his car and told me to get off my damn phone. Like, was I in the wrong here? Then afterwards Matt comes back, I tell him what happens. He's like, where is he? Point him out to me. Fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. So we left. But then all night long, I had this complex. Like, was I mean to tell him to go get some exercise? He was the mean one, right?
I would say that you guys, you saying go get some exercise wasn't really necessary.
But I wasn't implying anything with like body type. I would never body shame someone. And he wasn't even like, it wasn't even like that.
No,
it was,
I know,
literally
you
just walk from there instead of from here. Like, get some exercise.
Yes,
you know.
But if I'm a stranger and if someone told me that, I would get extremely offended because first of all, I don't know your intentions. For you to say go get some exercise, I think if you left that part out, you were totally fine. You were totally in the right. But once that line came in, I would be like, oh, you're mean, lady.
But he should have never got out of his car.
Thank
though.
You, Ramon.
He started off wrong right there, right away. Again, that's very dangerous because he doesn't know what you have in your car. You could have easily rolled down the window and did something else to him.
But I also don't know what he has in
Correct.
His pocket. And
Correct.
I got really scared.
No,
you know,
right.
And I'm yelling through my window, go get some exercise.
You're
100%
right.
He's telling me I'm being mean. You literally just came up and yelled at me in my car. Like, and Matt was flipping out. He was like, I want to try. I'm like, no, like, what if he has a gun or something? Like, I don't want
exactly.
to do this. But here's my question at 702-364-9400. Once you get into your car, does that spot automatically belong to the person waiting? Or does it stay yours until the car actually moves? Like, I couldn't believe the nerve this guy had. Sitting in a parked car talking to my mom does not mean I'm leaving, okay? I'm just, and I don't even have my stuff. My husband's still paying. Yelling through a window over, you know, over a parking spot feels a little unhinged on my end, but at the same time, like, he was in the wrong. He should have never come up and started yelling at me.
It's yours until you move, if you ask me. I know sometimes in parking lots you get a little impatient, especially if there's no parking spots, but you said there's more. So I think it's yours until whenever you want it to be, not yours.
I'm just like, how am I the mean one here? You know what I mean? It just upset me. We're getting some text here. 702-364-9400. This one says, I wouldn't have turned the car on yet. I had to. Well, I guess I didn't have to. I wanted to talk through the Bluetooth to my mom on the car, so that's why I turned it on. This one says, it was a little mean, but I would have said the same. It just came to me. Again, it had nothing to do with his body. It's just like, walk. Use your legs, you know? This one says, you're totally not in the wrong. He's lucky that's all you said. This is good for you. You didn't do anything wrong. People wait in their cars all the time. You didn't have your groceries or your husband. It's your spot. Yeah, I don't know why I have like this guilt now over telling him to find another spot.
I think that you were fine with telling him that he needed to get another spot and he was totally in the wrong for getting out of his car. It's just the interaction in between. He didn't need to go there. It got escalated. You went to another level. It just didn't need to get that
why
far.
Why did it go to another level? I'm really curious because I told him to get some exercise. Like,
no, he started it.
Okay,
It escalated after he got out of the car. That was so unnecessary. And then for you to come in with that line, it's just like, okay, guys, this is getting blown out of proportion. It doesn't need to get this far.
But does it matter, like, what his body... I wasn't talking about his body. I was just like, move, you know? Like, if I said it to you, I would have said it to you if you would have come up and yelled at
me.
Yeah,
and
right?
I would have gone offended.
Well, maybe you shouldn't come yelling at cars, you know? Jessica, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I feel like you're not in the wrong. I think you could have your spot until you move. Due to what if you weren't feeling good and you didn't want to get out of the car? You were just waiting for your spouse to come back into the car, and he was just impatient. He could have kept on rolling to another parking spot.
Yeah, I don't understand. He must have sat there for a while, because I heard the honks before it actually, like, you know, settled into my mind that I was the one being honked at. And the funniest part was my mom goes, "Is Matt yelling at you?" And I was like, "No, it's some stranger yelling at me." Like, it was crazy. I'm like, Matt would yell at me.
That's why your mom was so in shock. He goes, "Matt does not talk to you like that."
Because it's true. Unless he saw you walk out of the store back into your car, maybe you just got there. He didn't know if you just got there. Maybe you should have got out and went back to the store and been like, "What now?"
I was scared. I was like seriously like scared, but at the same time, something kicked in, and I don't know.
Good for you.
I was like, walk.
Because those parking lots are dangerous.
They are. Costco parking lots are like on another level.
This is why I rarely go to Costco. This is why.
Any parking lot.
Yeah, but Costco is a whole
It's so different, yeah.
All right, let's do this. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute, and we have your tickets right now.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Tiffany, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yay.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I am ready.
You have the Mega Minute. Flip it around, Wicked Witch.
I died. Yes, you did. That was a joke I've been waiting for you to do all week long.
I finally got to it, you know. Okay, Tiffany, let's do this. Let's get you these Leona Lewis tickets to see her residency inside Voltaire. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You answer them all correct, and you win. Are you by yourself this morning, or do you have people with you?
I have kids with me.
Oh, my gosh. Who's with you this morning?
My daughter and my son and a neighbor.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyone who knows the answer, shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we are going to give it to you, okay?
Awesome.
All right, guys. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What Disney movie is associated with Timon and Pumbaa?
The Lion King.
Yes. What planet is known for their rings?
Saturn.
Yes. In what city does Dick Clark's New Year's Eve take place?
New York City.
Yes. What movie is associated with the character McLovin?
Oh, Superbad.
Yes. What U.S. city is known as the biggest little city in the world?
Reno.
Yes. What actor played Clark Griswold in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? What U.S. president is on the dime?
Kennedy.
No. What was Michael Jordan's jersey number for most of his NBA career?
23.
Yes. How many cups are in a gallon?
32.
No. Which singer is... No. What singer is known for their hit Bleeding Love?
Leona Lewis.
Yes. What actor played Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation?
No! That's time!
You guys got through all 10 questions. We just got hung up on a couple of them. That actor is Chevy Chase. Yeah. Chevy Chase in all the Vacation movies. He is Clark Griswold. The U.S. president that's on the dime. I did not know this. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Wow.
I don't know. I never even thought about
all
who was
I
on
really
the dime.
Know is the penny.
Yeah, Lincoln. That's
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then George Washington on the quarter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, darn it. And then how many cups are in a gallon? Again, didn't know. 16 cups in a gallon? Dang, that's a lot of cups. And that means we did not get a winner. I'm sorry, Tiffany and son and daughter and friend. That really stinks. But the good news is you're not completely out of it yet. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now, because caller 20 is going to get these tickets to see Leona Lewis. Who wants them? Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
Well, Disney, they just made a move that Hollywood has been arguing about for years. The company signed a three-year, $1 billion deal with OpenAI. So Disney is investing big money and opening the door for their characters to live inside OpenAI's video generator, Sora. So chat users, you can create fan-made videos with characters from Frozen and Star Wars and Marvel and more. We're talking like Captain America, Yoda, Moana, all fair game now. Some of those fan creations will even stream on Disney Plus. There are limits. Real actors' voices and likenesses stays off the table. But still, this is Disney saying out loud that you see AI as part of the future of movies and storytelling, not just something that's sitting on the sidelines right now.
So usually totally against most of AI things, but I think this is actually kind of cool. Not going to lie.
Why do you think it's cool?
I wouldn't mind, you know, having Captain America stand behind me.
Just like post that for your stories.
Yep. This isn't something where like OpenAI is at, like Disney isn't using AI to make new Disney characters. These are just Disney characters that are actually already made that average people like me and you can use, right?
Yeah, but those can be streamed on Disney Plus, so it could come back and go
I will
full
say
circle.
It could start, you know, the whole slippery slope thing where, you know, AI now can, you know, make it a Disney movie.
Yeah, and then who owns it? Exactly, do you own it for making it, or do they own it because it's their Disney character?
Like messy.
I am so against AI. I can't even. And you know what gets me is when I get fooled by an AI video.
That's me every day. Yeah.
There's this video that I was like, oh my gosh, share, repost, amazing. Someone sends me a message. That's AI. It was the video of this dog shelter where the dogs choose their owners. The owners don't choose. And these dogs were going up to people, and then people were like, oh, you chose me. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. And someone was like, that's AI. That's
I've
not real.
Seen that video, and I'm so upset. That has gotten me to anything with dogs and recreating things. I think I even saw a dog AI video with like a dog putting another dog in its place, and it's like putting its hand on its paw. I'm like, oh my gosh, the mommy dog is telling the puppy dog how to act. AI.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Also, this morning, people online are debating which American traditions feel like they are on borrowed time. Now, this list includes things like, well, I'll tell you the thing, and you tell me if you think that this is going to go away, okay, in the future. Class reunions.
I've never had a class reunion.
It could go away now.
Yeah,
no
that
idea.
Could go.
I went to
my 10-year class reunion.
How was that?
It was so weird. I did not like it at all. The women got hotter. The guys, they stayed about the same. And then I heard for our 20-year class reunion, I didn't go to it, that it was the opposite. The guys got hotter and the women.
they started to age.
Those gray hairs.
Yeah. So someone said that social media has made them pretty irrelevant. And, you know, you can just find your friends that you went to high school with on social media. Trick or treating.
I wish this would stay forever.
No, I feel like sadly it's eventually going to fade out.
I think it's being overtaken by trunk or treating.
Agreed.
That everyone's doing that instead. Massive gender reveal events.
I hate those. Those go away.
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I think they are kind of annoying, but I do not mind a gender reveal. So I think that they're going to stay and it's going to continue to grow.
It's like a whole party thing and then some go over the top.
Hey, another excuse for a party. No. Let's do this.
That's
a present grab. Yeah,
exactly,
present grab.
Exactly.
What about Black Friday? Do you think Black Friday is dying?
Well, Black Friday, I guess in terms of person shopping, is probably over now because like I did all my shopping online on Friday.
Yeah, do you remember like 10 years ago, people would camp out 2 days before Best Buy would open.
I do. It's crazy.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. The Miss America pageant.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah.
Does that including Miss Universe?
I just
well?
Think pageants in general.
I mean, gone. Because I'm Filipino, and in the Philippines, it's huge, these beauty pageants. So in my world, it is still very big. But as a like trying to coming from like a normal consumer, I think they might fade out.
Is there anything that we still are doing that
you just think should go away. Like any sort of things like this, like, you know, shopping online versus shopping in person.
Hanging out at the mall.
Oh, that was the thing.
Yeah. It was a cheap date, too. You can walk around, buy an ice cream, and that's kind of your whole date.
Which mall did you hang out at when you were younger?
The Boulevard Mall was the biggest mall for a while. And then what's the one in Henderson? Galleria.
That was the place to go?
Yeah.
What about you, Steph? Did you ever hang out at the mall?
Plaza Bonita in National City, baby. We were mall rats. We would go into... you know that shoe store, Champions? Was it Champions?
Champs.
Oh, Champs was our store. Yeah. And Chic. Oh, I would love going there and get my all-black Air Force Ones. That was my store.
I always got all-white Air Force Ones.
Oh, no, come on.
Black versus white.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Elaine, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Yeah.
Woo, good morning.
Let's do this. It's Heads Up. We've got a pair of advanced screening tickets for the new SpongeBob movie for you. You just got to get 6 answers in 60 seconds. In this category, it's Turn It Up. International Soundcheck Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with sound and listening, things like that, okay?
Got it.
All right, okay. Let's do this.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
All right, I am talking in one of these right now.
Microphone.
Yes, I wear these on my ears so I can hear.
Earbuds.
No, they're...
Earphones.
Yeah, judges?
That's fine.
Yeah, okay, this is... If I can't hear you, I'm going to turn this up so I can hear you better. Turn up the
volume.
Yes. This is like when you're at a club, the person playing the music is in one of these. They're in the
DJ.
The DJ is in a what? He's in his own little space, his own little what? Sometimes at okay. This is not the treble, but the what?
Bass.
Yes. If you say something, hello, 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 it's got a what on it.
Echo.
Yes.
Echo.
This is when a policeman pulls you over, you hear this sound. It's woo!
Siren.
Yes! 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 Awesome job, Elaine! Nice job. You even passed on one and still had plenty of time. We passed on DJ Booth. DJ Booth. So you got half of it. You were so close. She deserves half a point for that one. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Okay, let's do a quick little rewind here. Yesterday, during the Hot 3, we talked about a holiday food trend that broke some people's brains, okay? The phones blew up. Your text kept saying the same thing. You guys need to try this on air. You asked for Try It Tuesday to come back. So, here we are. Since today equals Friday, we are bending the rules. Welcome to the first ever Try It Friday.
Yay! I love this. I'm so excited. It's been forever.
It's been a long time. Yeah. So here's the deal. This viral TikTok, they say the new holiday dessert has just people like fighting in the comments. It's vanilla ice cream with red wine poured on top.
Oof.
They said no mixing, but some people are trying to say, try mixing it. But some are saying just like as a garnish, put the red wine on top. Scoop the ice cream, grab the bottle, pour away. So this trend has floated around before, especially if your algorithm shows soccer mom influencers. But now the holiday is just kind of pushing this combo. So we are doing a Try It Friday with vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
and red wine.
I don't know about this.
What we got here? Some Pinot Noir, Cabernet.
Yeah,
Merlot.
This is Adobe Road Pinot Noir.
Okay.
The cork was a little soft. Not gonna lie, it's an older bottle. I just grabbed not one of my best bottles, but just one of the middle of the road bottles.
We don't want to waste a good bottle over this, especially if this is not good.
Thank you, Steph. I knew you would understand. So we are ready. Does red wine and vanilla ice cream taste good? Or does this ruin two perfectly good things?
I don't even like wine.
Me neither.
You don't?
No.
I do, but I don't really drink anymore. So this is like the first bit of alcohol I've had in a long time.
At 9 in the morning? At 8:30?
I had to eat something before. I like scarfed a banana down.
It's
I can't
5
do
o'clock
this.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do this, guys. Let's. We all got a container of ice cream. We all have some red wine. So let's pour the red wine. They say as a garnish, so I don't think it's like douse it. I think it's like just like on top, like it was hot fudge or something.
Okay, cool. Okay? Sounds good.
So we're just going to put a little.
I think that's good enough.
On there. Yeah. All right.
I did most of it.
Oh, you did?
Hey, this party. This is my first ever try it Friday or Tuesday, whatever.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So you guys got it on there. They said not to mix it up. So just take a bite. Do you guys, Steph, why don't you give it a shot first since you have your spoon and your scoop ready to
go. Got a little good combination here. Take a little bite.
Okay, she's taking a bite.
Okay.
Really?
This is tasty. It kind of It kind of tastes like the cherry topping, you know, when you go to get ice cream?
Cherries Jubilee?
Yes, it tastes like that. It actually is a really good mixture. Coming into this, I was a little hesitant.
Oh, for sure.
But now I'm a little convinced.
Oh, my gosh. That is not the reaction I expected from you at all.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, Ramon, you give it a shot. Both of you don't even like wine. No. So this is why I'm really curious to see what you say.
Is this dairy-free?
It's ice cream, dude. It's not.
I don't think it is.
Let's see. Hopefully you took your dairy pill. Ramon's taking a bite. He's kind of looking at it.
This is good. Yeah, this is impressive. I'm going to put some more in here.
What did you like about it? What is about the flavors that you like?
I don't know if it's just me, but I don't taste the wine.
You don't?
No.
Okay, you just added some more wine. Take another bite. See if it changes things.
Oh,
it just...
Ice cream just flicked into Ramon's eye.
Okay. It's just like a little hint of...
Another bite. See if it changes things.
Ice cream just flicked into Ramon's eye.
Okay. It's just like a little hint of, you know, wine.
Okay.
But it's all over my eye now, but.
It doesn't overpower is correct. What I think. Yeah. Mercedes, let's go. Take
maybe
a bite.
Maybe if you like drenched it, but.
Okay. Mine was dipped in the wine quite a bit. Okay. I'm going to take a bite now.
Okay. She's going in. Her face looks fine. Oh, her face. It looks like she's kind of in. Is it disgusting?
It's not what I expected at all.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. I really wanted to be like, oh, this is disgusting. But let me take one more bite here. I can't decide if I like it or not. Hold
okay.
on. I don't think I like it very much.
Why?
I don't know. I think initially I taste potential. When I take that first bite, I taste potential. But then as it goes down and the wine kicks in, I don't like it as much.
Oh, wait. I just took a fourth bite. That was that was way too much wine.
If you like grab from the bottom, is soggy now.
Yeah, I think maybe it needs to be mixed better. What if it's a mix versus
a
garnish?
Are you
going to
turn it into a wine milkshake?
Yeah. I'm going to mix it right now, and maybe it just needs a better balance of all.
Then you probably just drink it.
Okay,
mixing it is better.
Really?
Yeah, because with the spoon, especially at the bottom, if you get too much wine, it just overpowers it and it's gross. But if it's a good balance of both, I think it's good. Try it.
That's weird. You just made this wine milkshake. I'm looking outside. Why are all these boys in your yard?
Oh, because you know why.
You know why. You got me looking.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
If you are still trying to figure out New Year's Eve plans, Wallet Hub, they just dropped a list that might kind of settle the debate. They ranked the 100 biggest cities in the country based on food, entertainment, cost, safety, how easy the night is to pull off. And Orlando topped the list of best cities to be in for New Year's. Las Vegas came in at number two, which just feels right. I don't know what about Orlando would make it better than Las Vegas?
Well, Disney World's there, and they probably have a great fireworks show. That's true.
But do you think it's better than the fireworks show on the Strip?
Ooh, I don't know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you're right. I'm surprised New York didn't come in at number one.
New York is number three on the list.
That would have been my guess.
Yeah, the rest of the top 10, Seattle, L.A., San Diego was on their step.
619.
It's a hot mess during
COVID. Is it?
Yeah, New Year's Eve is a hot mess. Gas lamp area that don't even bother. They're going into gas lamp on downtown in San Diego.
Is that the place to go? That's kind of like the version of the Strip for San Diego.
Exactly. And there's a lot of nightclubs out there. The streets, I think they've gone a lot better. And I think your daughter Sophie has told me that they actually block off the streets now, which before they didn't. So the pedestrians were walking on red lights. It was just horrible back then.
On the flip side, the worst place to spend New Year's is Glendale, Arizona.
Sorry.
I don't know what everyone has against Glendale.
It's just right next to Phoenix, so I don't know why. Maybe it's like the Pearl Harbors of the Honolulu's.
I always wanted to spend New Year's like in Australia so I could text my friends or family back home, Happy New Year's from the future.
That's gonna be me.
What happened? Oh, because you're going to be in the Philippines.
The future.
I'll be in the future. Actually, I think I'll be the plane during their New Year's Eve. And then when I land in Korea, I have like multiple December 31st is what it's kind of the
cool thing. That's cool. You can Marty McFly.
Oh, I'm going to ask you what are the Powerball numbers because you're going to know them in the future.
And the almanac.
Also this morning, this next one is for parents who hear Fortnite music in your sleep.
Oh, buddy.
I knew you're gonna have an opinion on this one, Ramon. A long-term international study followed kids from the ages of 10 to 18, and they found about 1 in 10 boys met the criteria for gaming addiction at some point. Heavy gaming lined up with real-life problems like school struggles, social issues, daily competitive, issues. Your son falls in that little window. Do you feel like he is addicted to gaming?
I would say no, because he doesn't have school struggles or social struggles. So I think right now he's fine. But I mean, I played a lot of video games. I mean, I still play video games. I don't think I've ever felt, in that criteria, though, the whole school struggles or not having any friends or anything like that. So I don't think I was ever addicted or he's even addicted.
Does your wife ever, like, have an issue with it? Is she ever like, can you stop playing so much
Video games?
No, she's fine with it, too.
She is.
It gets him out of her hair, so, you know.
No, I mean you.
Oh, no.
That's
a game. Sorry, I thought you were talking. No, she's actually okay with it. Sometimes because I'll play late at night, so she goes to bed alone. That's the only time when sometimes she brings up issues. But she's really good at, you know, letting me have my own time.
They say, the researchers say that the age of 12 is kind of a key moment to step in early with some limits and make sure that those bad habits don't stick. So that's the age.
I did play sports, so maybe that, you know, always helped break up, you know, go touch some grass.
Now, what was your game of choice, your video game of choice?
Oh god, back then?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I've always said Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is the best game I've ever played.
GTA?
Yeah.
Is
really?
That the one with the prostitutes?
I mean, yeah, all of them have
They all have prostitutes. I remember I played that with my husband. He's like, that's a prostitute right there. I'm like, what? I was shocked. Yes.
I love this. The one thing to take away from a video game is that the prostitute?
Yeah, that's what I got out of it. Finally, this morning, this story feels like a sci-fi movie that nobody asked for. A YouTuber was testing AI safety features using ChatGPT. And this is a ChatGPT-powered robot, and they named it Max, okay? So he asked this robot if it would shoot him. And the robot said no because of safety rules. But then the YouTuber asked him to role play as a robot who would shoot him.
No.
And guess what?
What?
The robot said, sure. Lifted a BB gun and fired it right into his chest.
No, you wow. don't. That is scary.
It's terrifying, you guys. This video went viral fast. You got to watch it. Some people think it was staged, but the bigger conversation really has stuck. If safety rules fall apart with just a simple changing of words, that raises a lot of concerns about securing AI systems right now. Like, that to me is so unsettling.
I think that it scares me more for the kids. Like, when you're gifting something, what if you're an innocent aunt, you know, gifting these kids like an AI robot because, oh my God, it's the bestseller, whatever. And then it gets smarter. Your kid gets smarter and smarter and wants to test things out like this. Where it might end up is one thing that I can't even fathom.
There's just like workarounds for everything, you know? And so I don't know that robot that you just said, oh, role play like that. Like role play, you know, Ramon, give me a compliment. No, I don't want to. Ramon, role play as someone who does want to give me a compliment. You're so wonderful. You know, it's
your
just.
Your hair looks good today.
Oh, well, thank you. Is that real or not?
That's real.
Oh, okay.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.